For a long time in Fort Ann, New York, in Washington County, Camp Little Notch was a Girl Scout camp where girls for decades learned about nature and friendship. When the camp was in financial trouble, former Little Notch campers, counselors, and supporters from around the nation and the globe joined together to ensure the conservation of the Little Notch property. Since 2009, the Friends have also formed lasting relationships with conservation groups such as the Open Space Institute, the Conservation Fund, and Lake George Land Conservancy, as well as the Conscientious Sustainable Forestry Company, Meadowsend Timberlands Limited. And these organizations have been critical to the conservation of Little Notch. After 4 years being closed, the Friends will reopen Little Notch as a national outdoor education and recreation center for use by a wide range of individuals and community groups this summer. It's quite a success story, and to tell us more, we welcome Joe Lum, board president of the Friends of Camp Little Notch. Joe, thank you very much for being here.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Well, it's a delight to have you here. And also, Alan, I should have asked you this. It's Tuzzolo?
Tuzzolo.
Tuzzolo. You said it. That sounds much better. Alan Tuzzolo, who is the executive director of Camp Little Notch. And Alan, I welcome you to the program as well. A delight.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
So here's the thing that I'm fascinated about this. This camp is in Fort Ann in Washington County. I live in Greenwich in Cambridge. And every friend I have for the last year and a half has told me about the story, and they've Facebooked me, and they've told me, and they've collared me in the store, and
have said,
you have to do this. And suddenly I thought it was one person just doing it, and then I realized no, it was like this army of people. And so to Jana and Margaret and to the masses that you have, I'm thrilled that you're here today to talk about this, because they're really the friends who came together to save this place, and all of you have just done an amazing job. So it's a very cool story. Now, what happened with the camp? It had been in business for a long, long time. What, 80 years? Is that
70 years? Yeah.
Yeah, 70 years.
Camp. Yep.
Okay, and then what happened?
Yeah, so we were open as a Girl Scout camp in the summer of 2008, and Ellen and I were working there together. And as you already noted, we have a really amazing community of people who are just supporters of this camp, who have just had really life-changing experiences from going there or from working there.
Yeah.
So when the Girl Scouts announced at the end of the summer of 2008 that they were going to close the camp, what we did was we started a Friends of Camp Little Notch and started to try and work with the Girl Scouts to get them to preserve the property. But ultimately, their board of directors announced that they were going to sell the camp. So at that time, we decided that we were going to purchase it. So we partnered with Open Space Institute and put in a joint offer to purchase the property for the asking price of $3.95 million.
Pocket change.
Yeah, no big deal, right?
Dumb money.
Exactly. So what happened was Friends of Camp Little Notch actually raised $25,000 in 4 days to put in for this the purchase of the property. And so we worked with Open Space and Joe Martens and Katie Stone at Open Space Institute to then purchase the property. And Open Space closed in November of 2010 with the Girl Scouts, and then immediately sold about 1,900 acres of the property to the Sustainable Forestry Company that you were just talking about, Meadowsend Timberlands Limited,
right,
under a conservation easement, which is great. So 1,900 acres of the original Camp Little Notch property is already preserved under conservation easement. So that was one of our main goals. So the remaining portion of the property, which is about 443 acres, we're going to be purchasing from the Open Space Institute over the next 3 years. So we have 3 years to raise the $1.1 million to purchase our 443 acres, also under an easement. So that's one of the main things that we're doing right now, is fundraising to purchase the property in addition to fundraising to operate the summer program.
So in a nutshell, and you did it beautifully, but basically keeping it open, I mean, obviously that will defray the cost of actually running it, but I assume will some of that money also go in to help raising the money, or is that a wash of the kids coming to the camp over the summer?
Helen, do you want to answer that?
Sure. Yes. Our hope is eventually to be completely financially sustainable with the summer program. But in the 3 years that we'll be operating the program, some of that money will go towards the purchase price.
In the meantime, you need a lot of extra money and need a lot more help. And that's great. So,
I mean,
because you're energized and it's easier to do it when you can show people what you're doing and how you've helped.
Yeah. And we have a huge support group. Our membership has just been so supportive. We actually have a program called Adopt an Acre, where for $5,000 someone can...
They don't give up.
I know.
They pester and they're lovely people.
I know.
And that's the other thing.
I mean, Little Notch is really important to a lot of people.
Yeah.
And so we have had a lot of our members who are, you know, working class people who have pledged to Adopt an Acre over the next 3 years and actually pay us $130 or $140 a month to adopt an acre of Little Notch because they are so dedicated to the work we're doing.
Now, the Girl Scouts ran it as a camp, and so how will you run it in the sense of, I know, and I want to get into how other people can use it as well, use the space,
mm-hmm.
but as far as is it still just for girls?
The summer program will be just for girls.
Okay.
That's right. And I did want to tell you a little bit about my personal connection, because I think this is a story that will really speak to why so many people love Little Notch so much, and we're pestering about getting us on the air.
Well, and you're air, so yeah, that's good. Now, so how long ago were you there?
So I started going in 1988.
Okay.
And as a child, it was Camp Little Notch was exactly what I needed. It was a place that was completely accepting and supportive. And for me, no matter how many times my parents told me I was a wonderful kid, it was really hard for me to accept that because I had kids at school who were telling me other things. So I was too tall, I was too outspoken, I was different, and school was a really hard place for me. But Camp Little Notch, like I said, was this place that really encouraged me and supported me in being myself. And there was this community that we're talking about of powerful, resourceful, caring women who I just couldn't wait to learn everything that I could from. And those are those same people who are now supporting us and being, excuse me, and being able to continue to provide that space to generations of girls to come.
Now, so my question, and I don't quite know how to ask it because I don't really know what I'm talking about, but so the in the sense that the Girl Scouts have organization throughout the country, so they would send girls to the camp. So where are you going to still work with the Girl Scouts and other organizations to get the girls to come to the camp, or how does that work? So who will be coming now? Where is the list, if you will, coming from of where these kids will be hailing from?
That's a great question. We've been working really hard on outreaching to all types of schools and community organizations. We've done a lot of outreach in the Saratoga area, also where our office is, with the Waldorf School, with the Free School in Albany. I was just there this morning. We also have flyered the entire Albany School District. We've been communicating with organizations such as Refugees to Camp. There's just a recent article about them in the Times Union, with the Girls Incorporated, with any other groups you want to mention, Joe?
I think you hit the highlights.
Yeah, so we've been really getting the word out there. We have a lot of people who some of whom you met, who are really spokespeople, who are going out to their community organizations, churches, schools, places where they work, and spreading the word. So we've been working very hard on that outreach.
Do you have a sense of how many kids will be coming in the summer yet?
Our goal is to have 180 kids, so 60 kids a session. So that's the target.
Okay. And mm-hmm. and going okay so far?
It's going okay. We definitely need more campers. And this is one of the reasons why we're so glad to have this opportunity to really tell people why they should sign their kids up for Camp Little Notch and how important an experience it's been to us.
Now, the two of you are young. And you're
yeah.
taking which is the way it should be, in the sense of taking the world by storm here, if you allow me this, it goes to show what the camp has provided the two of you. You're an alum too, I assume?
Yes, I am. It's actually interesting because Ellen was my camp counselor. So, I went to Camp Little Notch from 1995 to 2000, and then I worked there 2006, 7, and 8. The last 3 years we were open as a Girl Scout camp. And for me, Little Notch, one of the things that was so important, I mean, it meant so much to me when I was a kid. Similarly to Ellen, I felt kind of ostracized. I had a hard time in high school. I grew up in Cambridge, so it was a small town that I had a hard time, like, in high school, in public high school. But Little Notch was always this place that I just felt so safe. I felt so supported. And, you know, Ellen was a really big part of that for me, was, like, really making camp a place where I felt, you know, special. And one of the greatest honors that I had was then when I got to become a counselor, and I was the counselor and training director, watching my campers have the same experience in growing into leaders. And now that we're reopening again, it's like, I'm going to get a little choked up talking about it, but my kids who were so devastated when the camp closed as a Girl Scout camp, now they have this opportunity to come back and be leaders and in this place. And it's just really amazing to see.
It is amazing, and you should be very proud of what you've accomplished, in the sense that in basically 4 years, to bring this group together, to be able to do what you do is darn impressive.
Yeah.
We joke about this all the time. When we decided that we were going to purchase Camp Little Notch, we actually had $3,500 in our bank account.
Yeah, we were like, we'll buy it. 3.95, whatever.
And, I think it's really a testament to what supportive, nurturing spaces can do for people, to really, instill in people, and young girls especially, this sense that there's possibility in the world, and that there's a world that we can, that's open to us, to be able to do amazing things.
Now, I have been there, and I have to say that it's gorgeous.
You've been to Little Notch.
Yeah, well, not to, like, stay or anything. They escorted me off the property, but I went in for an event, but it was really cool. And I just, it's a beautiful place. And I think, the stunning beauty of it. And of course, it's why I live there, but Washington County is absolutely gorgeous. And this is sort of just a jewel in the crown.
Yeah.
But one of the things that, from what I understand, is not only will you offer this to the girls who will camp, but it will also be open for other events as well.
Yeah, let me tell you about that.
Yeah.
We are going to have a week and a half in August, from the August 3rd to the 12th. I wrote down all my dates, that we are calling All Friends Camping. So that's when anybody can come. You can come with your family. You can come with whoever you want and stay at Little Notch. And at the end, we're going to have sort of a culmination of events where we'll have a big banquet to celebrate and be together. And then we're going to have our annual membership meeting, because Friends of Camp Little Notch is a membership-based organization. So people like myself, who are on the board of directors, need to be elected by our members. So we're going to do that. And then we also have a Women's Weekend, which is the weekend this year of August 12th to the 26th. And then we also have 24th to the 26th. And family camp, which is Labor Day weekend, and another sort of like fall camping event, which is Columbus Day weekend. So those are events that anybody, adults, can come to. Because, a lot of people, when we talk about our program, we really do want Little Notch to be for all people. And that includes boys, and that includes adults. And people get excited when they hear about the program and what we're doing, but then sometimes are sad when, they think, oh, well, my son can't come to camp.
Right.
And I say, oh, yes, he can, and so can you.
Yeah.
And really see what Little Notch, how special it is. Because I really think that what's been guiding our success this whole time has really been that land. I mean, the power and the beauty of that land has really been behind us, and that's what's got us to here.
Well, it's a beautiful story, and congratulations to the two of you, and to everyone who have really rallied together to get you as far as you've gotten so far.
Thank you.
You can go to friendsofcln.org for more information if you'd like to find out about being a friend of your friendship rights.
Yes.
friendsofcon.org. You can also go to camplittlenotch.org and find out more information about what's going on and about the actual programs themselves. So,
yes.
And I think one will bring you to the other either way. So it's camplittlenotch.org or friendsofcon.org. Joe and Ellen, I thank you so much for being with us. I wish all the luck in the world and have a wonderful summer with the kids.
Thank you so much for having us.
Love to see you there.
Oh,
yeah.
Come back.
Yeah,
I will. Thank
anytime.
You very much. Again, find out more information at camplittlenotch.org, camplittlenotch.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.